Sanhedrin Perek Hamish Nadal. V'achakach, machnisen es asheni voitkenosa. They then bring out the second aid and they interrogate him. In nimtzu divrei mechuvanim, if it comes out the aidus of the two of them was aligned, poischen b'schus. Then they start the deliberations and they open up with schus. They tell the person that if you didn't do anything wrong, you have nothing to be afraid of, and so on and so forth. Amar echem min ha'edim, yesh li l'lamed alav schus. If one of the actual witnesses say that he wants to be a melamed schus, he's definitely negoyeh bedover. This aid may start feeling guilty if he's lying. And if he's an aid zomim, also what happens affects him. So he's negoyeh bedover, because if find that he's an aid zomim, he gets killed. He's definitely negoyeh bedover. So if he says, I want to be l'lamed alav schus, o echem min ha'talmidim yesh li l'lamed alav chova, or one of the talmidim, not the dayan, one of the talmidim, want to be melamed chova, we know that doesn't work. Mishtaken also, we quiet them, we don't listen to them. However, Omar echad min ha-talmidim, yesh li l'lamed alav schus, if one of the talmidim say that he wants to be melamed schus, malin oso, they bring him up to the beis din, meshivin oso b'nehen, and they sit him there with the beis din, v'lo ha-yared misham kol yom kulo, he doesn't go down the whole day, and the Rav says, even if what he said is worthless, they, not to embarrass him, that he should go there, and then they should go sit back down, that it looks obviously embarrassing that he doesn't know what he's saying. So they let him stay there the whole day. If there is substance to what he's saying, they listen to him. And on this, the Rav says, not only the Shomin Lo, but it seems that he would stay there. It says, Eina Yorid Misham Lo'olam. He doesn't go down forever, meaning he becomes part of the Dayanim. Problem is the Sanhedrin is 23. How do you just add him to the Dayanim? Some learn that yes, he does sit with the Sanhedrin, but he doesn't count with the 23. He just sits there. And there's some that learn that, like the Meiri, that doesn't mean forever. It just means he stays there until they complete the whole inyan of what they're discussing. Even if the litigant himself says, I want to learn a schus on myself, we listen to him. As long as he has substance to what he's saying. The question is that do you count what he says as one of the dayanim? The logic that he's saying, do you count that as a vote, as one of the dayanim? Most Rishonim learn no. It just means that what he says, they just take that and discuss it and use it for an argument to exonerate him. But the Rambam actually learns that you would actually count him as one of the dayanim, and the Mefarshim ask on the Rambam, how could this possibly be? An Adam is a Karov Esel Atzma. How can he judge against himself? There's no greater relative to yourself than you. And you're puzzled to be a diner and aid to yourself. Ayin Shem.